Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his what? And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Over how much?
Everything.
How much?
Everything.
Everything. See, that's why you don't have any fear. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. All Satan has and all he tries to do, Jesus has conquered him. God wants you to get this in your spirit and walk in the light of each day so you can live victorious in your daily walk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, there'll be certain things that come up certain, but you just rise up certain. You strike back. That's a certain the devil shows up, you rise up and strike back certain, suddenly. Okay, is that it? Is that the end of it? Here we go. I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe. Where? Not just in the earth, nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I'm convinced that his love will do what? Triumph over what? Death, life's troubles, fallen angels, dark rulers in the heavenlies. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. I want to ask y'all a question as I close. What is it to fear? What you got to be afraid of? See, we need to read our manual. We need to let God talk to us and believe what he said. There's nothing to fear. Just because you don't see it don't mean a thing. Don't let your eyes try to lead you. Come on, ushers. Come on, ushers. Don't let what you see be what you're convinced by. Let what your heart believe. And I believe God. Huh? I believe this right here. I believe this right here. I don't believe what my eyes tell me. I don't believe what I feel. I believe what this says. When I have to make a decision or choice, my body says, you weak, you this, you that. The word said, Jimmy, you're healed, you're strong. You're in your fourth set of 20s and you're strong, boy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All your needs are met. You have nothing to worry about. I got this. Trust me. I got you. You in my hands. Nobody can pluck you out. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Not in yourself. You know, we have this thing. Y'all, just keep going. I'm going to get every bit of work, everything I can get in tonight. And they're walking around. We used to, when they first came out, black power, black power. And then they want to, then they start saying white power. And then they finally say green power. I'm going to say Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Stand up with me, everyone. Did you get anything tonight? Hallelujah. Those of you that's viewing us by live streaming, I want to give you an opportunity, anybody in the building, I want to give you an opportunity. I don't want to assume anything. And it won't take just, I constantly do this on my live from pastor's desk. I don't ever want to go off without giving people opportunity to receive Jesus. Amen. And the prayer we prayed, tear down strongholds, that hold men in bondage. And I break the power of the devil over anybody that's listening to me or under the sound of my voice in this sanctuary. That Satan trying to hold you in bondage and hold you guilty, I break his power in the name of Jesus. If you never received Jesus, come on down here. We'll lead you in prayer that you can personally yourself say, Jesus, you are my Lord. So if you're viewing us, Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us how to do it. Even if you don't, you somewhere by yourself and you finally dawn on you that you need Jesus, you can do it right then. Amen. Amen. Without me being present, you just got to know what the word says and take advantage of it. Amen.
Amen.
But it helps us and encourages us when we don't know something, somebody has to lead us in it. So Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are Lord. Jesus, I believe you're real. And tonight, I'm asking you to be real in me. I turn from my false ways, wrong living, and failures that brought me too much pain. I want your life. Come in my heart. Tonight I receive you, and I make you my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I'm a new creature. I'm your child. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. I want all that you have. Thank you. I boldly confess your lordship over my life tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Father, tonight we thank you for all the promises that you've given us in Christ. It's yes and amen. The sowing and reaping is a promise. It's a law that we contact with our giving, with our speaking, our faith. We dare not separate them, but we hook them together. We give our finances, but we hook our faith with it, and we say money cometh to us. Because we release seed that will do the job. And you told us this, Lord. You said when we sow, you will multiply our seed sown. And you will increase the fruits of our righteousness. So thank you so much that our harvest is coming in. I thank you that we're in those days where the reaper overtake the harvest. Before we can get it out of the field, there's another one that comes back. Thank you, Lord. There's another harvest. We got to go right back at it again, Lord. Hallelujah. Because there's so much. And we are so filled with you and your wisdom that you will direct us in how to handle all of this to bring glory and honor to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Blessing on you. Prosperity and favor. Lead somebody to Jesus. Hallelujah.